On today's show, Buick is attracting younger buyers to the brand. VW is using 3D glasses to improve production, and new details about the Ford GT. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 25th of 2015. FCA has a great problem. It can't build enough Jeeps or Ram pickups. So it's looking at a very complicated plan to shuffle vehicles around to get more production. According to Auto Forecast Solutions, the Dodge Dart, Jeep Patriot, and Compass will move out of Belvedere and go to Mexico. That frees up Belvedere to be retooled for the Jeep Cherokee. And as it moves out of the Toledo North plant, the Jeep Wrangler moves in. But overflow production of the Wrangler will be handled by the Toledo Supplier Park, where they're also going to add a pickup based on the Wrangler. Then, the Chrysler 200, which is made in the Sterling Heights plant, will move to Mexico, and the Ram 1500 will move into Sterling Heights. The Warren Truck plant will start building the Jeep Grand Wagoneer, and will also handle overflow production of the Jeep Grand Cherokee and Ram 1500. Whew, got all that? Wow, is that complicated. If FCA sticks to the plan, this all starts at the end of 2016 and should be done in 2 years' time. A few weeks back, Kia teased the new Cadenza with these sketches, but now the company is showing off the production version. As you can see, the exterior styling has been updated and features the new look of what the company calls its tiger nose grille. The headlights are a bit narrower and more angular, and the wraparound taillights are sleeker than before. Kia didn't release any pictures of the interior, so we'll have to wait to see what that looks like. The new Cadenza, which is Kia's version of the Hyundai Azera, by the way, goes on sale next year. And still to come, Buick is doing an impressive job of getting younger people to buy its cars.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
For what seems like decades, Buick was seen as just a brand for old people. But Tony DeSalle, the VP of marketing at Buick and GMC, told us on the most recent Autoline After Hours, that's starting to change. Thanks to a broader lineup of vehicles, especially crossovers, and its That's Not a Buick ad campaign, the average age of its buyers has dropped up to 7 years and is closer to the industry average. Not only is Buick bringing in younger buyers, the company is conquesting sales from other brands. DeSalle told Autoline, and I quote here, "Non-GM source of sales is now up to 46% for Buick. That's up 4 points in the last year." So in other words, Buick is attracting younger customers, and nearly half are coming from other car companies. Increasing production efficiency is a great way for an automaker to save some cash and improve build quality. Back in August, we reported how BMW had started using smartwatches to alert production line workers that a vehicle with special requirements was approaching. And now Volkswagen is rolling out 3D smart glasses at its plant in Wolfsburg. Users control the glasses with touch or voice commands to get information like storage locations or part numbers, which show up in their field of vision. The camera in the glasses can also be used as a barcode reader. If the correct part is pulled, a green light is shown, while an incorrect part will show a red light. Currently, 30 employees in various areas in the plant use the smart glasses, but after positive reviews from a 3-month trial period, other departments, plants, and brands also plan to use the glasses. Coming up next, we'll give you a peek inside the Ford GT. Want to learn a lot more about the Ford GT? There's a terrific article in Racer magazine that shows this machine is a thoroughbred. It's more like an open-wheel race car with a slick body rather than a GT production car converted for racing. Some of the details include a push rod suspension, both front and rear, to get the springs and shocks out of the airflow. To further optimize weight balance, the turbochargers are located very low in the car, sitting on either side of the engine's oil pan. In fact, the whole car is a masterpiece of packaging. That should give Ford an advantage over its competitors. But new race cars typically have some teething problems, and the Ford GT will be racing against some formidable competitors, so its success is not guaranteed. Even so, it's going to be exciting to see the Ford GT fighting it out on the racetrack. Look for its first outing at the 24 Hours of Daytona at the end of January. When electric cars started to sell in bigger numbers a few years ago, safety advocates worried that the quiet EVs would cause more pedestrian accidents. And there was a lot of talk about regulations that would force those cars to emit some kind of noise at lower speeds. Early versions of the Chevy Volt, Nissan Leaf, and Fiat 500e that were shown to the media all included some sort of generated noise. Or in the case of the Chevy Volt, it would honk the horn at half volume if you hit the flash-to-pass stalk at low speeds. But then all that talk of mandating a generated noise sort of went away. None of the automakers we talked to knew what was going on. And now a report from Reuters says NHTSA has delayed any rulemaking until next March at the earliest, saying it needs to do more coordination, whatever that's supposed to mean. NHTSA expects any rule to cost automakers $23 million in the first year, as they have to add waterproof speakers in the front end of each EV. And a programming note here. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day in the United States, and we'll be taking off the rest of the week. If you're celebrating Thanksgiving, we hope you have a lot to give thanks for. Autoline Daily will be back on Monday, giving you our insights into what's really happening in the global automotive industry. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for making Autoline Daily part of your day.